Now what he does is he looks at their specific arguments, and he's going to criticize some of the specific arguments that they give in the book. He says he wants to look at their theistic proofs. So he says their, for instance, ontological argument is kind of Jonathan Edwards. He says is virtually, Parmenian, in that we have an idea of being. In fact, we can think of nothing else than being. And so non-being is unthinkable. We have an idea of being. We can think of nothing else than being. Non-being is unthinkable. Thus, being must be eternal, if that's the case, and omnipresent, and that is limitless in all its perfections. In other words, God. So there you are. You get, that's kind of an ontological argument based on Edwards, and we can get ourselves to God because of the nature of being, right? He says, now there's an obvious objection to this, which the book doesn't even mention. However infinite being may be, is the objection here, our idea of being extends to finite being as well, right? Mm-hmm. So we're not only talking about infinite being, we're also talking about all of being, which includes finite being. And therefore, if being is divine, if the idea of being is divine, and you have to include finite being as part of that divine being, then without some modification, the argument proves, Brain tells us, pantheism.
Right. And so Ligonier has become Mormons.
Don't want to go there.
Yeah. Although even there, it's a little sketchy on what the pre-incarnate state of us were. But yes. Yeah. So this seems to be not what they want to actually argue because of the implications of being from not just a God point of view, but then is man then also infinite? And so we share a non-communicable aspect of God. Well, but it's then communicable. So it doesn't seem to be what they actually want to be arguing from their point of view. All right. Well, the cosmological argument, our authors state that the law of causality first in what they admit to be the tautological fashion. Every effect has a cause, since the word is contingent. If they argue it, there must be an effect, right? So we talk about this with the Kalam argument for every initial thing in the universe, there is a cause. There has to be at some point a first cause. And from that first cause, we say God is that first cause. And so we go back to everything else has a cause and then effect. What then is the cause? The world is not a mere illusion, non-being as above, nor is it self-created, which is nonsense. If it is self-existent, then it is in effect transcendent. Transcendent and divine. So God's existence is proved. If it is created by a self-existent being, then again, God is proved. An infinite number of contingent beings cannot be the world cause. If no one of them is sufficient to cause the world, then the whole series will not be sufficient either. Much can be said and has been said about this sort of argument. What is most notable to me to frame, as in the Ligonier version of the ontological argument, the authors fail to clearly rule out the pantheistic alternative, namely, the universe is its own God. So we think, okay, well, it's baked into the universe. That's definitely one of the aspects from the atheistic point of view that can be brought up. Well, reason is just there. The science is just there because the universe is always has been, or the universe has all the characteristics of God, and so we exist within that nature.
Yeah, right. And so again, right. This is kind of the classical cosmological argument. They put their kind of twist on it. It's the basic idea, right? The law of causality. Every effect has a cause. Since the world is contingent, and it must have it's an effect, and so it must have a cause. And of course, God is that cause. It's not self-created, and that would be nonsense. If it is self-existence, then it's transcendent and divine. So God still exists. So God still proves. And if it's created by a self-existent being, then again, God is proved. And so this is kind of the traditional cosmological argument. And then Frame suggests that, you know, that kind of, again, as we saw with the ontological arguments, leads to a kind of a pantheism that he has problems with. Mm-hmm. The final way, the argument that he looks at that they give, or at least that we want to cover here, he does look at one more, but we'll cover this one. He says the ontological and cosmological arguments together suggest that on the Ligonier view, that is the classical view that they're defending, a being is unlimited and therefore possesses all excellencies in infinite degree. All right, so there, it's unlimited and it possesses all excellencies in infinite degree. These excellencies then include all the traditional attributes of the Christian God, including personality and so forth. And therefore, God exists. So notice, this one is based on the argument from excellencies, right? That's, and this, you know, if this recalls maybe one of Thomas Aquinas' five ways arguments from excellencies, right? Yep. But he says the concept of an excellency, a perfection, is religiously problematic. What does he mean? Well, he's, what is excellent to one person is a defect in the eyes of another. For instance, personality is a perfection to a Western, right, imbued mm-hmm. with Christian teaching. But to a Buddhist, that would not necessarily be the case, right? It's not necessarily excellent to a Buddhist. And therefore, the sort of proof he suggested they offer in their book presupposes a particular set of values, that is, Western Christian values, or else it's just simply invalid. It doesn't work because it doesn't apply to everyone. In other words, either it is presuppositional in terms of its argumentation, or else it's a failure. And so again, he doesn't think this particular argument from excellency does what they want it to do.
Right, right, because they want to provide a kind of a neutral platform that both sides can agree on and then go from there. Well, if you say, the personality is a perfection, and then the Buddhist who's on the stage would say, well, I don't agree with that. And so now you're left right. with no basis. And so how do you do that? Where do we go from here? Just drink our water, cough, and then leave the stage.